Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, I'm your host, Lynn Suzak. I'm back with His Ability. We have our program that's normally just directed towards the handicapped community, and I own a home health care company. We take care of many disabled people, and I do talk usually about handicap issues. And what I'm going to do today, we're going to do a little outside-the-box program today. I am so excited and nervous. I have with me my special guest, Bob Duco from WMUC. Hi, Bob.
Oh, don't be nervous.
Thank you so much.
I'm the one nervous. I don't want you to intimidate me and make me cry.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give it my best shot.
No. Okay.
What we're doing today, a week before the election, I just want to dedicate my program to something that's just stirring in my family. What's happening is it seems to be, I mean, my kids come home from school all confused. Everybody's talking Democratic viewpoint, and unfortunately, the Democratic viewpoint isn't what it used to be, as you've been talking about on your
right.
show. Bob, you have a program Monday through Saturday, 12 to 4, and, you know, the first hour is news, and you're like the only voice in Detroit talking about the conservative, the Christian viewpoint on the news and what's going on today. And God has just really placed you in a position of importance that, you know, we can't get enough of, some of us. You know, I know your listeners are constantly saying, I just can't get enough, because all we hear in Detroit is, you know, from the news, the perspective of the non-conservative. It's just going that way.
Well,
we're in Obama country. I mean,
people
are afraid to put McCain, signs on their lawn. They're getting them ripped off their lawns. And I just want to speak out about what is the Republican viewpoint and why that we as Christians tend to fall into that category. Because, I mean, I used to vote Libertarian. That tends to be even stronger. But let me just set up the whole issue. My daughter asked me if she could go to the Holocaust Museum, and I thought, well, that's wonderful if they're teaching you the true history of how it got that way. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I need to explain to you what it's all about. Also going to hearing, you know, if you type in on Google socialism and Obama, you come up with,
it's scary.
You find out what they're talking about. The whole, you know, let's spread the wealth around. And Sarah Palin and John McCain are talking about, you know, why we need less government. But why? Why do we need less government?
Bob? Well, first of all, let me say that I would argue as a Christian, it's actually more of a biblical perspective to have less government than bigger
yes.
government anyway. Because you look at Acts chapter 4, where the believers were all of one accord. They came together, they shared their possessions so that none were in need. What you see there is that they're doing this voluntarily. Mm-hmm. They're giving of themselves. That's the role of the church, the body of Christ. We're supposed to be giving of ourselves. We're told in Scripture that we shouldn't give out of compulsion. We should give as God has blessed us, and we give voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
Socialism, what that says is, don't give voluntarily. Don't worry about that. We're going to reach into other people's pockets who have more money than you and kind of redistribute the wealth.
Right.
Now, when I use words like socialism or communism applied to the Democratic Party, people get upset and they go, oh, that's just not fair.
Right.
But, you know, Lynn, I told my audience, and I challenge everybody right now, don't take my word for it.
Right.
Go to the internet yourself. And go to the Communist Party USA website. It's cpusa.org.
Right.
If you go to that website, read for yourself what their positions are. Read for yourself what they want for America, what their public policies are. You read everything they have on their website. Then go to the Democratic Party's website
right.
and their plank and their positions. Print both of them out from
mm-hmm.
both websites. Superimpose them over top of each other. And then you tell me if they're not 95% identical. Again, people can listen and go, oh, roll their eyes. Oh, Bob, you're just trashing the Democrats. No, don't take my word for it. Do the research yourself. You tell me how much difference you see between the official policies and positions of the Communist Party USA and the Democratic Party and what Barack Obama and Joe Biden are pushing. We are embracing and welcoming socialism in this country.
Yeah.
We're embracing and welcoming communism, and we don't even recognize it.
I know.
It's like the old boiling the frog.
Right.
You do it a little bit at a time, and the frog doesn't even recognize it until he's dead. And that's what's happening in this country today. Half of America is ready to vote for, a little more than half, ready to vote for communist ideals, socialist ideals, and the reason they're doing it is because it's presented as positive.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you sell socialism. That's how you sell communism.
Right.
You make it look positive. You make it look caring. Oh, we're just trying to help people. You know,
doesn't
redistributing the wealth
right.
sounds like a nice, warm, and fuzzy thing, but it's an ungodly, unbiblical principle that takes responsibility away from the individual and turns America into Sherwood Forest, where it's Robin Hood mentality, rob from the rich and give to the poor.
Right.
And it encourages a mentality of self that says, you have more than I do, therefore you owe me some of what you have.
Isn't it a class jealousy factor?
It is.
I mean,
it's coveting. How does that... It's coveting what someone else has and says, you have more than I do, that's not fair, therefore the government should step in and take some of what you have and give it to me.
What would we do without the wealthy people who are starting all the businesses and
I got news for
providing
you.
Employment.
Why are the ones who produce the jobs.
Exactly.
The government doesn't produce jobs. The private sector produces jobs. You tax the businesses. You make it more difficult for them to grow. You make it more difficult for them to expand, open new factories, to hire more people. They're the ones that drive the economy.
And that's where we get our president candidates. They can't possibly run for president unless they're wealthy.
Right.
Isn't that true?
Well, yes. I mean, to a certain extent, it does take money to kind of get the ball rolling. And then, of course, your fundraising as well.
And plus, we judge by their success. I mean, the fact that they became wealthy, they must have done something right. They're handling their money well and investing. And all I hear now is, yeah, the rich, you know, they're bad. They shouldn't be rich.
Let me tell you something about the rich, okay? Do you know 1%, the top 1% richest people in this country pay 40% of the federal taxes? 40%. Do you know the top 5% of wage earners in this country, this is the richest 5%, they pay 60% of all federal taxes. As a matter of fact, the top 50%, if we break America into half, the richest half, the poorest half. Do you know, according to the richest half, and this is straight from the IRS data, you can look it up yourself, it's public information, the richest 50% of America pay 97% of all federal taxes. The bottom 50% pay 3%. Now, I'm not saying I have a problem with the wealthier paying a higher percentage. What I do have a problem with is this socialist left-wing attitude that says the rich are getting a free ride, the Republicans are all about the rich, and they need to start paying their fair share. I got news for you. They are paying their fair share, and next time I run into a rich person, maybe instead of being jealous that they have more money than I
right.
do and demanding that the government take some of their money and give it to me, maybe as a Christian, I ought to thank them for paying the lion's share of the federal taxes in this country that are providing benefits to people. So it's a Christian attitude of appreciating what other people have and appreciating the blessings other people have and working hard to achieve them yourself. That's a Christian attitude. It's not a Christian attitude to say, you owe me, you have more than me, that's not fair. I'll tell you real quick.
Yeah.
I had a listener email me, and I thought this was great. She really nailed it. She said, here's the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Republican equals service. Democrat equals serve us.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind all of those folks out there that are lighting a candle in the wind for Barack Obama, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It was John F. Kennedy, a Democrat, who said, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Today, in 2008, the Democratic mantra is, ask not what I can do for my country. I'm asking what my country and what Barack Obama
exactly.
can do for me. That's
right.
not a Christian attitude.
Right. All they can think about is their own world right now. And
right.
they're not looking at the whole picture and what that's going to lead up to. And, you know, I'm struggling financially, so somebody do something. I just want all the government programs I can get. And, you know, that's good for the moment. I mean, I did have to take advantage of some government programs myself, and handicapped people often do. And that's the temptation to embrace that. And like I said before on my last show, I was on Social Security for a while, and when I finally got out of it, and by a miracle, you know, God inspired me, which is what happens to anybody that finally, you know, does something for themselves. It's God ordained, God inspired when you come up with an idea, and that's what America's all about, coming up with an idea to get into your American dream and do something, build your own pie, you know, so to speak. I don't want my pie spread around to other people.
But by the way, there's nothing wrong. Nobody's saying that there should be zero government programs.
Right.
Republicans aren't saying that. John McCain isn't saying
that.
No, nobody's saying
they're good for
eliminate
time.
Completely
government But we need to get
programs.
Off of them.
Right, exactly. The goal and the mentality needs to be to use them when necessary and work your way off of them.
Right.
Wean yourself off of them.
Right.
That's the appropriate approach here.
And they're not set up for that.
Right. And especially the Democratic Party and socialism, and as I said,
right.
Look at the positions of the two. They're identical. Is to basically say, let's make this a permanent fixture. Let's continue to keep people in the welfare
exactly.
system.
Exactly.
Continue
keep
to keep
it down.
People. Exactly.
Once
and
you're on them,
it's
hard to get off.
Votes.
Everybody
yeah.
knows you can't. It's hard to get
it
off.
It buys votes because you tell people, I'll give you this, I'll give you this, I'll give you this. And it just encourages people to say, oh, I'm going to vote for that person because they're going to give me a handout.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mentality and a philosophy that's got to change in this country.
Amen. Well, yeah. We can't say it much better than that in the time that we have, Bob. I just... I've been trying to explain it to my kids. They're inundated with it at school and at, you know, I mean, all you can do is just keep reminding yourself by history of what
sure.
what can happen. And
well, very true.
And
very
my kids are starting to, you know, they come home just exhausted from being beat up mentally, not only by their teachers and their, you know, everybody's like, what? We just want to get rid of Bush. They don't know what they're talking about. Every time they ask them why, you know, and they feel like the minority. They definitely are the minority saying, well, I don't agree
well,
with you.
You know what, though? It's amazing when you talk to folks, first of all. We haven't even talked about the moral issues, the issues of abortion, of gay marriage, all of that kind of stuff. But you ask Obama supporters, why are you supporting Barack Obama? And there's no substance. It's all emotion because he gives hope. Hope in what? Hope that brings change. What kind of change?
Yeah.
The change that brings hope. What kind of hope?
Right.
The hope that brings change. It's this endless loop of come on.
Right.
You know, blow out the candle in the wind and let's look at the substance of what this man wants to do to this
right.
country. I don't know. Lynn, well, I'm a little uncomfortable talking politics.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you so much for bringing that on
sure.
the show. And, you know, I just have to say, after getting to know you and your wife and, you know, the privilege we've had of getting to know you better, that, you know, the public might want to know from somebody else just, you know, what a genuinely nice guy you really are.
Yeah, and that's I keep telling myself.
Hey, no, you don't have to tell yourself. I'll tell you for you. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Udaly at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.